Cook out, everybody. Cook out, everybody.
Can we get on with this?
Hard rugging!
Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Today we pay tribute to one of our own news reporters who, in the toughest of situations, dared to ask the hard-hitting questions. For more on this story, we turn to our newest intern, Daniel Wythe, in the field. Daniel?
Thanks, John. I'm standing here with a young, ambitious reporter who we heard very recently after a plane crash we had here in Odyssey. His name is Kevin, and he truly is a local hero. Kevin, how did you do it?
Well, I don't know. I just saw the detective, and I thought to myself, now there's a guy who's got answers about stuff.
What exactly was going through your mind?
Just now?
No, I mean when you asked the question.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I just thought, hey, if I'm getting paid to ask questions, I better make it a good one.
And a good one it was, Kevin. In fact, we have that clip right here.
Detective, wait.
Wow, that was amazing, Kevin. It was a little hard to hear, though. What exactly did you ask him?
Well, a lot of people thought that I said, detective, wait. But I was actually saying detective collective nameplates, referring, of course, to the new and more general nameplates that the police department has implemented thanks to the recent budget cuts.
And how did he respond to you?
He did not respond to me, no. However, I do think I caught his eye, or someone's eye. It's right here. Kind of landed in my hand right after the plane crash.
Actually, it looks kind of like the eye of a squirrel.
Yeah, that does make a lot more sense, since Detective Polehouse seemed to have all of his eyes.
All two of them.
Yes.
Right.
You must know him.
Well, here's your famous clip again.
Detective Polehouse!
Amazing! Back to you, John.
That really was great reporting on the part of Kevin. What a bright future that kid must have. Glad somebody does. Well, that little clip was first heard on the first part of the news at 10:30, if you know what I mean. And if you do know what I mean, be sure to email us at info@ceilingfanpodcast.com. Until next time, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Let's hear that clip again.
Detective, wait.
Very nice. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, the most anticipated band of 2011, give it up for Mick Callister Park!
All right, boys, this is it. You're on.
Okay.
Come on, Ethan, we gotta go on.
Phil, I don't think I can do this.
Why? What's wrong?
What do I say?
Look, just go out there on the stage, tell them what the song's about, we're gonna play along, and we'll be fine.
Are you sure, Phil?
We're right behind you, buddy. Come on, it'll be fun.
Okay.
Okay, people. This here's a little song that we wrote about listening to Adventures in Odyssey in the very back seat of our parents' minivan. Now, some people call it the back bench. Others call it the back. But in my family, we call it the way back. Check it.
36 miles to go before we reach that final destination. You know we gonna make that. Still time for one more show, so push play, Dad. Listening to Odyssey, where we're in the way back.
It only seems like yesterday when we were bumping every single episode like it was nothing. It goes Odyssey,
McGee and me,
radio theater in my parents' minivan, right by the rear speaker. Minivan bumping my show
in the way back.
Every big family know
about the way back,
not just the back. Backseat, no.
No, it's the way back.
Don't eat that stale Cheeto.
That's on the way back.
Minivan bumping my show.
Oh, the way back.
Every big family.
family know
about the way back.
Not just the backseat, no.
Not just the backseat.
Don't eat that stale Cheeto.
It's
no,
in
no,
the
no.
Way back.
Put your hands together if you've ever listened to Adventures in Odyssey in the way back. Here we go.
Check it. 17 miles to go. We fighting now. Mom and Dad tell me I better calm down.
But brother started it. Now we getting loud. Mom can't take it
and begins to freak out. But every single threat, nothing is working. I think I got a tan from the lessons I was learning.
But then she says something that always makes us stop.
I'ma turn Adventures in Odyssey off. What?
Minivan bumping my show.
We're in the way back.
Every big family know
about the way back.
Not just the backseat, no.
No, it's the way back.
Don't eat that stale Cheeto.
That's on the way back.
Minivan bumping my show.
Oh, the way back.
Every big family know
about the way back.
Not just the backseat, no.
Not just the backseat.
Don't eat that stale Cheeto.
It's
no,
in
no,
the
no.
Way back.
Running out of time like a fast race. Finish this episode, we'll be in last place. Vacation almost done, yeah, this is our last. But more Odyssey to come on the way back. Running and jumping and laughing and playing. All that is great, but I'm just saying. Vacation is nothing without the ride. CD player's nothing without Odyssey inside. Thank you. One person clapping over there.
Yeah, bro!
Anyway, that's our song about listening to Odyssey. And, give it up for one of the greatest bands in the country right now, 117!
Hey, Ethan.
Yes?
Hey, great job out there, buddy. I love your podcast.
Really?
Yeah, hang in there, kid. You guys are doing a great job. Obviously, a little subpar compared to most media today, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much, Matt Langston from 117 and Jelly Rocks.
Hey, maybe sometime we can hang. You guys like to party?
Yeah, sure. Like a birthday party?
We got a couple of potato guns in the back of the bus.
I think the audience is waiting for you.
Oh, right.
You better get out there.
All right, here we go.
What's up, children? How about that impact, huh? This next song is called College Girls. I hope you like it. Don't need no Starbucks.
I've been looking for anything.
Where are we supposed to go?
I think Uncle Bernie said to meet up in the bus afterwards.
Okay, yeah, sure. That'll be fine. You know, that was a little disappointing. I was kind of thinking people would like it a lot more than that.
But we did get a compliment from Matt Langston. I think that means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe a little. I'm glad we have this bus we can come hang out at.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Why do you guys think they didn't like us?
Okay, dude, don't worry about it. I'm guessing it has something to do with your unrelatable lyrics.
My what?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too, but it could just be the style of music. I mean, maybe they don't like rap.
What? People don't get upset about musical styles anymore. And the lyrics, they're all about Odyssey.
Exactly. People don't know what that is.
You guys are wrong. Way wrong. What do you think, Phil? Wait a minute, where is Phil?
I don't know, he exited stage right. Maybe he's still inside.
Maybe.
I don't see Uncle B-Man either. I kinda wanna hear what he has to say about the performance, since he's the professional and all. What bands has he managed anyway? Maybe I've heard of one of them.
You know, James, I was wondering that myself. We haven't even looked at his resume. We just kinda signed the contract.
Guys, come on, he's fine. I mean, he's Phil's uncle.
Yeah, well, I have an uncle who once went to Zambezia as a French mime and saved a crowd of frightened children from a pack of wild pariah dogs by acting as a submachine gun. Turns out they weren't frightened of the dogs, they just didn't like mimes. But, you know, that doesn't make me an awesome guy.
Well, I think you're an awesome guy.
Oh, I am. It's just not because of my uncle.
Despite that being a very poor example, I think I get where you're coming from.
Well, that doesn't exactly explain where the guys are, though.
Hey,
well, there you are, Phil.
Gross!
Nope, sorry, Ethan.
Sick. Oh, what was that?
Pop Rocks and Dr. Pibb beer? Want some?
No. No thanks.
Well, neither did I, but I seem to have gotten it anyway.
You kids are crazy.
So, what's the plan, Uncle Bernie?
I have you guys booked for a pretty exciting gig.
Oh, really? Where?
London?
L.A.?
Nashville?
Nope. Detroit.
Ew, really?
Phil was showing me some of your earlier work, Ethan, and I think you've got some mad rhyming skills. So I booked you in a club in downtown Detroit, where you'll battle some of the best in the biz.
Alright. But are you sure this is safe? I thought we were going to St. Louis.
Come on, buddy. It's gonna be okay. I told you I'd look out for you, right? It'll be fine.
Alright. You know, I keep saying this, but if you say so, Phil.
Let's go grab some grub.
Like, Chris Grubb, the manualist on YouTube?
Nah, I meant food, but we can listen to him on the way.
Oh, great. I got a CD right here.
So, Aaron.
Yeah, James?
I just feel like I barely know you. I mean, we've only met like once or twice, and now we're like living together. I mean, you know, not living together, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, man, seriously. I mean, this is great and all, but I kind of feel like I don't belong here. Like an adopted kid or something.
Oh, dude, you don't have to feel like that. Seriously. I mean, yeah, you are kind of awkward and nervous and everything and don't really fit in, but, you know, just give it some time. In a few years, you'll be just as comfortable as me. Or at least close.
Dude, you think so?
Dude, I'm positive.
Wow, thanks, man.
No problem, Bob. So tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm one of 15 children. My dad was part of the Belgian army.
Dude.
But my mom is Dutch, Irish, German, and African. Both my parents were born in Ethiopia, which is why I'm so skinny.
Wait, what?
We were Amish a while back, which is why I sometimes get scared of cars and fast-moving things like bicycles and scooters.
Is that where you learned to play the drums?
Yeah, I made a drum set in the attic when I was 9 out of Quaker oat cans. And
wait, you had Quaker oat cans? I thought you were Amish.
Well, I was, but we were half Amish and half Quaker.
So wait, you're part Irish, part Dutch, part German, part African, part Belgian, half Amish and half Quaker?
Well, we're Presbyterian now.
And part Presbyterian?
Yeah, it turns out I actually got so good at drums, I went on an Amish rock tour in my buggy.
Wait, are you serious?
Nah, I just made all that up.
Dude, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you totally had me. dude.
That was fun.
Hey, could you guys keep it down? We're trying to sleep here.
Well, you may be Ethan, but everyone else is wide awake.
Huh? What about Phil and Uncle Bernie?
Actually, I think they're talking at the front again by themselves.
Really?
Why is that?
Well, I suppose they're probably just catching up. I don't think they've seen each other in a while.
Oh, really?
Well, I've never met Uncle Bernie before, and I've known Phil for a while.
Interesting.
I think Ethan is right. We probably should get some sleep.
Who's that?
That night, James and Aaron, on opposite sides of the bus in their bunks, settle down for a long winter's nap.
Oh, here we go. This is a
stupid Aaron and James
my favorite part.
Conversation. It's just ridiculous, but I like
and,
it.
And James, Aaron. I like whenever you guys have lines and not...
filling up space. Awesome.
Scene is so stupid. It's the best.
I like how Ethan's voice is totally not good acting, but it's accepted. I can appreciate that. It's hard to play yourself.
If I was doing a voice, it'd be so much easier. Oh, well, a lot of people are speculating that I was saying, detective, detective, wait, wait. Of course, if you listen closely, you hear that I'm saying, detective, collective, nameplates. Yes.
Yeah.